Sagt der Mishnah Masechtes Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. The Torah says, V'chi simkeru mimker la'misecha, economy ad ha'misecha, al tainu ish es achiv. Don't fool anybody. Both the seller and the buyer are not allowed to trick each other when it comes to the price. If they did, the one who fooled the other one is over a lav. Now what happens if someone did fool the other? What if the seller overcharged? Or what if the buyer underpaid? Now let's clarify something. I can sell you my bicycle for anything I want to sell it for. You say to me, can you sell me your bicycle? I say, $1,000. What? But that bicycle is only worth $100. Well, look, I don't want to sell it. You want to buy it? Buy it for $1,000. That's not called a no. I'm not fooling anyone. I'm just saying, I don't want to sell it. Or if someone says, I know your bicycle is worth $100. Can I have it for $25? You're allowed to do that. No one's fooling anyone. The problem is, if I, the seller, lead you to believe that the bicycle is worth $1,000, and it's really only worth $100. Or if you, the buyer, convince me that it's only worth $25 and it's really worth $100, that's called aina. So, Lamaisa, what happened? What happens if I overcharged or there was an undercharge? And the answer is one of three things. Let's say it was only by a little, less than a sixth. I overpaid for the bike less than a sixth of its actual value. Or I fooled the seller into selling it for cheap, but only by less than a sixth. So then the din is, we understand that they're meichel each other. The buyer didn't overpay that much, it was less than a sixth. And the seller didn't get that much less money, it was less than a sixth. If the overcharge or the undercharge, that means I bought it for less than its actual value, was exactly by a sixth, then whoever was fooled has to return that amount. We don't say anyone is meichel someone. If I overpaid for the bike by a sixth, I can say I want back that amount, that sixth. Now, if the shear I know was more than a sixth, I overpaid by more than a sixth, then we say, I have the option of saying, take the bike back. No, I want to get out of this deal. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where whoever was fooled over here, and it could be the buyer, could be the seller, they were fooled by exactly a sixth. So the din is, the mekach is kayim, the deal stays deal, but whoever was fooled has to return that amount. Zak the Mishnah. Once again, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Ho aina, in other words, the shear of aina. Aina means the amount that either the buyer or seller were fooled by. So when do we have this shear? Where the halacha is, you have to return the extra money, but the sale stays sale. So the Mishnah gives us an example of a sixth. Arba kesev, let's say he was fooled by four mois kesev, me esrim v'arba kesev. In a deal where the item was actually worth 24 mois kesev. La sela. In other words, 24 mois kesev is a shear of a sela. Maybe it's a good time to remind you of what we learned earlier. Remember we said one gold dinar is the equivalent of 25 dinarei kesef. One silver sela, which is also the shekel in the Torah, has 4 dinarei kesef. And a dinar kesef is 6 mois kesef. And in a mother there are 2 pinyanis, and the punyan has 2 isserin. Don't worry, you don't have to remember all of this to understand our Mishnah. But a sela is 24 more kesef. So once again, ho'ayna. What is the shir ho'ayna where we say the deal stays a deal, but you have to return the amount that someone was fooled by over here, either the seller or the buyer? And the answer is, again, arba kesef. If he was fooled by 4 ma'is kesef, me esrim v'arba kesef, in a deal that was worth 24 ma'is kesef, la sela. In other words, there are 24 more kesef, which is the shir of a sela. Again, sela has 4 dinarei kesef. A dinar has 6 more kesef. So if I sold, let's say, a bicycle, which is really valued at 24 mois kesef, and I asked for 28, so the buyer was fooled by a sixth. Or the other way around. If the buyer paid only 20 more kesef, so the seller was fooled by a sixth. So it turns out that the shir of aina is a shtus lemekach, 4 mois, which is a sixth of 24 mois. 4 times 6 is 24. Again, that's the shear of the din aina, where we say the mekach is kayim, but the one who was fooled has to return the amount of the aina. In this case, it would be the 4 mois. Now, let's say I bought the bicycle for 28 mois kesef instead of 24. I have a right to demand back the 4, the aina. But how long do I have to make that demand? Ad masai, until when? Mutter, is it mutter for the person that was fooled, lahachzir, to return to the one that fooled him and to say, excuse me, can I please have back the difference? And the answer is, ad, until it passes enough time, kidei sheyira, that the one who was fooled should be able to show what he bought, letager to a seicher, to someone that deals with these things, oy lekroivai, or to his relative, because we presume that that's what happened. He asks his relative, what do you think? I pay 28 for it, and the relative says, I think it's worth 24. Or he asks the businessman, what do you say? I pay 28 for this, and he says it was worth 24. Now the Gemara explains, this shear is only for the buyer. If the buyer overpaid, we want to give him time to go to the businessman or his relative to find out if he paid a good price or he overpaid. But the moicher, if the seller finds out that he sold it for too little, he can always change his mind, because he doesn't have it to be able to show anyone. He can always say, look, I didn't know. I didn't know I sold it for too little. Now, if we know for a fact that he had another bicycle the same value, and he realizes he made a mistake and didn't say anything, then he can't say later, I didn't know. Because obviously, you have a cheshbon over here that your Michael does. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim explains, Tamazay, if someone bought something, he's not asking you his opinion how much it's worth because he has a chance to go back and get a better price. He already bought it. It's a done deal. And you say to him, how much did you pay for this? Uh-huh. It's a shud, because, you know, if you would have bought it by Schmerl store, you would have gotten it for a lot cheaper. That could be Lashon Hara. Once the person bought it already, you can advise him before he buys it, you know, there's a cheaper place to buy it. But just to make the person feel bad, oh, you could have gotten it for cheaper. So that would be a kind of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is whenever you say something that causes pain or hurt, even if you're not saying something bad about someone, but you're saying something that's causing someone else's pain. There's nothing you can do about it anyway, so why tell him that? Okay, let's get back to our sugya of Aina. Zakta Mishnah Vayta Hoira Reb Tarfin Beloid. Reb Tarfin, in the city of Lod, advised the business people in that city that who Aina, the shear of Aina, where we say the deal stays a deal, but you have to return the difference. So according to Reb Tarfin, it's not a sixth, the way the Tanakhama holds. Rather, Shmoina Kesef, if he was fooled by 8 more Kesef, Lasela, in regard to a Sela, in regard to buying something that should have been a Sela, it should have been 24 Moes Kesef, which is the Shear of a Sela, and he was fooled by 8. So according to Reb Tarfin, the Shear I know is Shlish Lamekach. 3 times 8 is 24, right? So the person overpaid by 8. According to the Tanakhama, if you overpaid by 8, the Mekach is batal. Forget it, take it back. But according to Reb Tarfin, no, the deal stays a deal, but you have to return the difference. The Samchu Tagri Lod, when the business people, Tagarim really means wholesale people, when they heard this Pesach of Reb Tarfin, they were very happy, because they used to sell their merchandise for a little bit more than it was worth. This gave them more leeway. According to Reb Tarfin, up until a third, you can't be Mevatel de Mekach. Amalahem, but then he told them a second Pesach. Unlike the Tanakhama, who says, you only have enough time to be able to go show it to a relative or to a businessman, he holds kol yom mutter. You have the entire day lahachzer to come back and say, I want the difference. When they heard that, armulai, so the business people said to Reb Tarfin, yaniach lanu, it would be better for us, Reb Tarfin bin koimeinu. In other words, it's better for us to sheet to the Tanakhama. See, they felt, even if the Tanakhama is more strict, and you only have a sixth, not a third, but they don't like the idea that he had an entire day, because they figured by the time the day is over, everyone will figure out that he overpaid. V'chazru l'divrei chachamim, and therefore they returned to the sheet of the chachamim in regard to both piskei halachis, that it's a shtus l'mekach, and also the deadline of coming back to claim the ayna is only if you had enough time to show it to a relative. So quickly, chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah, we said, if you fool someone when you sell or buy something by more than a sixth, then the mekach is batal. We can say, we don't want the deal, give it back. We're giving everything back, give me back my money. If it's exactly a sixth, the mekach stays. The sale stays a valid sale, you just give back the difference. If it's less than a sixth, the understanding is, each side is meichel each other. By the way, this is only in regard to value. But if your scale was off, or you were using a ruler that was off, then even if it's by a tiny amount, the Gemara says you have to return the difference. And that's the halacha. We also said, let's say you were fooled by a shtus, Till when can you come back to claim the difference? According to the Tanakhama, enough time to go to a relative or to a dealer and show it to him. Rabbi Tarfon told the Tagrei Lod, according to me, it's not a shtus, it's a third. So they were happy because they used to taka overcharge. But Rabbi Tarfon also said they have the entire day to come back and demand the difference, demand the extra amount. So they said, we're better off with the words of the Tanakhama. Let it stay by a shtus, but that they don't have the entire day.